State education officials spent nearly 30 minutes detailing the formulas Illinois uses to decide how much money the state will pay each school district. It's based on poverty rates, property value, student attendance, and a host of other factors. The amount of money Illinois says should be the minimum per student has remained flat several years in a row, and the state isn't even paying the full amount. Money's so tight it could only pay 89% last year.
That is a problem.
Ben Schwarm is with the Illinois Association of School Boards.
The number of teachers that have been let go over the last 2 years is amazing. That does not help education.
Schwarm was addressing a bipartisan Senate panel that's supposed to study the issue and come up with some ideas for improvement by February. Senators say their focus is not on how much Illinois spends on education, but rather how that money is divvied up among Illinois' 862 school districts. I'm Brian Mackey.